See, I don't think this question's ever been asked before, but I could see this.
In the history of mankind?
I don't think so. I
really
don't.
Should we be running tape here?
I don't think so.
It's a first.
Because we got an answer now.
What does outer space smell like?
I think I have heard that question before.
Have you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's soundless. We know that. You know, mm-hmm. You can't get any sound out there. But according to an interview with NASA astronaut Kevin Ford, who did some walks in space, he said it has a metallic odor. He describes it as having the aroma of seared steak, hot metal, and welding fumes.
Well, how does he know? Did he raise his hood?
Seared steak doesn't seem to work. No. That other stuff would be metallic, but how does seared steak get into that?
Ooh, you see that now at some steakhouse? Now, get steak that smells like space.
Yeah.
You'd probably sell quite a bit of it at
probably
first.
Probably so, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of space and the moon, did you hear about that they, a lot of people have asked if the flags that were placed on the moon, if they're still standing. And evidently there was a satellite picture of where Armstrong and Aldrin were. And they were able to actually see all the flags except for one that was still standing. They were able to identify that they're still standing. They're still right where they were. Aldrin's flag, the one that he put in first, he always said that he thought that it blew over when the lander took off.
Yeah.
He always thought that it blew over. And evidently this picture proved that he was right because there was no flag there where he thought it was. But you could even see the footprints of the astronauts still on the moon's surface in this picture that was just recently taken.
But there's one flag that fell down, huh?
Yeah. The one that Aldrin first put in close to where it took off again.
Yeah. See, I don't think that's right. I think it was a moon beaver.
Moon beaver.
Yeah.
It just sucked it down into the hole.
Just gnawed it down.
I see.
No, if it would have been a moon gopher.
A Caddyshack.
Yeah. I think it was a moon beaver.
Yeah. But it's pretty fascinating seeing this picture that you could still see the footprints on the surface of the moon.
So, and once again, don't ever think that the government can't see into your backyard. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding. We can see footprints on the moon. Guess what?
Yeah.
We can see that herb garden you've got back there under the tarp.
Exactly right. Yeah. And by the way, if there's a city ordinance against the above ground pool, we can find that one too. All right, here we go. It's time now for Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and current events. Today, it's unusual. Oh, dang, I'm not ready. Hang on. Okay, now it's time for unusual Olympic events. All right, that's enough. Yeah, I wasn't going to go through the whole thing. Well, I mean, after a while, you'll know exactly what we're playing. There used to be a rope climbing event in the Olympics, but during the 1896 games, only two competitors made it to the top. Why? A, were the ropes too slippery? B, the ropes were too long? C, only two countries competed? Or D, a doping scandal eliminated almost all of the contestants? Once again, in 1896, in the games, only two competitors made it to the top in the rope climbing event. Why? Were the ropes too slippery? The ropes were too long? Only two countries competed? A doping scandal eliminated all the contestants. What's the answer? Tom?
Wow. Those are all good answers.
Well, D, I'm not sure about that.
Well, kind of dope they had in 1896.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
I'm just going to say because...
new beverage from Atlanta called Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that the ropes were too slippery.
The ropes were too slippery, okay.
Yes.
Jace?
I don't think that... I think there were only two countries that competed.
That was going to be my other answer.
Okay, well, you're both wrong today.
Oh,
good.
Yeah. What happened, the ropes were too long. The activity that made you feel like a weakling in high school gym class, in fact, debuted as the Olympic sport in 1896. Just like in your gym class, the climbers were timed to see how quickly they could get up that braided rope. In the 1896 games, where climbing style also counted, what does that mean, climbing style?
Well, you had to be graceful.
Didn't use your legs, whatever.
Right, couldn't just dangle
like,
your legs.
Well, it's kind of like, the gymnasts, they move their arms in certain ways and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. The climbers had to shimmy up a rope 14
See, now,
if you start
shimmying, you're going to lose style
do
points.
Do the shimmy, shimmy, yeah. shake.
You mean this was judged?
Yeah, meters long. It's about 46 feet. By 1904, the rope length had been cut to 25 feet. After 1932, thankfully, they left rope climbing behind, kind of like they did in high school, too. So there you are.
Well, it really wasn't that the ropes were too long. It's just that the competitors just failed to
There
climb
you are.
Them,
so,
right?
Well, see,
you know, what kind of excuse is that? Huh?
Well, but
the
you know,
rope was too long.
But you know what that's indicative of? That we've been dumbing things down for 100 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, nobody could do it. Well, let's just lower the threshold of success.
Yeah, let's go to the lowest common denominator. How far do you think you can shimmy up? Okay, that's how long we'll make the rope. Yeah. But I mean, that's and again, back then, how did you train for that? I mean,
well, yeah, because you know. The gym was only so tall, right?
Well, that and also, I mean, if they shortened the length of the rope, did they let you know ahead of time? What do you mean I only got to climb 25 feet? I'm ready for 48 feet. Come on. Who's getting the memos out here? Or you have to guess, you know, get there and you think you know how tall it is. Anyway. Olympic rope climbing right here.
Yeah.
No place else. That's the. And see, and again,
can't
wouldn't that be great
that
to have
they,
now?
Can't imagine they eliminated it.
Wouldn't that be great to have now?
Sure.
Have some specialist there, some gym teacher, you know, ex-Marine gym teacher. Hey, well, I'll tell you what, this guy right here, he can get up at least.
He's standing down there smoking while they're climbing.
I'm Ed Feldman, former College Station Police.